Blog Talk Radio.
And as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. So welcome to Issues Concerning Women's radio show. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutritional classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So welcome to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show. Good evening. This is Francine Humphrey, and as always, my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Tonight, I want to say congratulations to all the women and men who are in and doing their business. If you are working towards a goal and you are moving forward each and every day to develop that goal, I just want to applaud you. We're going to talk more about small business tonight, and we're going to give you some information and just some things that you can use in starting your own business. Now, our mission at Issues Concerning Women is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that will otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women creates and encourages systems and strategies that you can use in your everyday. It really doesn't matter if you are starting your own business, if business or after this show, or go to my personal Gmail account at icwdirector@gmail.com. We are always excited to hear from you. We want to talk to you about what's going on in the lives of women, how they're doing in their business, their leadership roles, how they can be successful. We want to end 2015 on a great. We want you to be successful. Now, next month is going to be National Success Month, and that's for the month of November. So there are going to be a lot of opportunities for you to showcase your business through workshops and programs and seminars. So if you ask yourself that paper ready, I'm going to share a few things with you so you can write them down and constantly attend some of the events that are going to be coming up. We're going to be hosting an event this coming Monday at Dave & Buster's, which is actually in Lynn Haven. And if you live in Virginia Beach, you know exactly where that is. It's near the mall. It's actually outside of the mall. We're going to going to be doing Fun Day Monday. We're going to talk about family and finance. So if you're in Hampton Roads and you're in the Virginia Beach area, please come and join us at Dave & Buster's. This is going to be hosted by my other organization, the Focus Group, and Issues Concerning Women. So come on out. We're going to have themed spirit night, so you can wear your jerseys and just show your spirit and be there to get some free information that you can take home with you and possibly a link or make some decisions about how you're going to make financial success in the end of 2015. So we welcome you to our show tonight. We're delighted to have you and look forward to a long, enjoyable, and financially rewarding relationship. Anybody that partners with me in Issues Concerning Women or the Focus Group, one motive always is to make sure that you are successful. You know, I love what I do. I know that I have products that are world class, that you're committed to remaining who you are as individual, but all of us need assistance. All of us are leaders in our own right, but all of us do need coaching in life. All of us need mentors. So if you don't have a mentor, you don't have a coach, and you don't have to contact me, but start looking for someone who you can partner with, who you can build relationships with, can help you to be successful in your business. So by joining another organization, you get to shape and perform and help make decisions about things that are going on in your community. For you to do some networking, to get out there and find out what organizations are helping the community that are building strong relationships, I want you to understand how important it is that you don't be in business alone. What I mean by that, even if you are a small, at home business and you work out of your spare bedroom or at your kitchen table, we just don't want you to think that there's nobody there to help you. I know you are anxious about your business, and especially when you're first starting a career, you're thinking that, you know, I have, you know, the first step. You know, I have some answers to some of my own questions. You know, I have my desk, I have my and my paper and my computer. But people have to know who you are. You have to be available to them. They have to know what you have to offer. And by doing this, the first thing you have to do is develop who you are and understand your own business first before you can become successful and other people will know what you do. So I urge you to read as much as you can, go to a library, utilize the free resources that are available to you. And I want you to always highlight key points about your business because you are your best cheerleader. You're your best advocate for your business. You can't just sit at your desk with the phone and the pencils and the cute pad and think that you're going to have business come to you. It just doesn't work that way. You have to get out, let people know who you are, whether you're a home-based business or a brick-and-mortar or an online business. If people don't know who you are, they can't come to you. You know, we put a lot of emphasis on training, and a lot of benefit comes from that. So you have to consider where you are. You want to apply your own personality, and you want to, in your own words, be able to tell people who you are and what you do. You also want to start looking at building your relationship, building and changing some of the things that you may have thought that were going to be great when you first started the business. You know, we say it sounded like a good idea at the time, but as you've grown and you see that these particular things aren't working, I shared this last week. We have to be able to shift gears. You have to be able to upshift, and you have to be able to downshift. You know, you may be running 100 miles per hour trying to get everything done, but if you're doing that, along the way, sometimes you're going to be missing something. So we want you to know that we are here to help you. We are here to make sure that you get what you need to be successful in business. And you're probably wondering, you know, she's doing a lot of talking, but how do I do that? Well, the first thing is to reach out and to let me know that you really need help. Because if you let me know that you need help, then I'll be able to help you. I'll be able to give you information that will you to grow your business, I'll also be able to direct you and let you know that some of the things that you're doing right now may not be things that you should be doing. So if you're just starting out in business, so I'll give you a perfect example. We hear people saying the word prospecting. And what it means is you're simply trying to find other people who want what you have to offer. Now, how do you do that? And, you know, we're women and we all have our own way of chit-chatting and talking. You know, some of us love the phone. We only love it, though, when we are having conversations with people that we care about and are concerned about. So when you're starting your own business, it is your job to find the people that want what you have to offer. But nobody's going to know about your services and your opportunities until you sell them. And this is why prospecting is so important. Now, the thing that most people don't like about prospecting is that most companies that you go to, people that you know, and you know who are these people. They're your family and friends. And that's hard for people to do. And I know that you are looking, you know, at the list, and you're like, you know what? Call my grandma and tell her, you know, that I'm doing this business. She's going to think I'm crazy. But instead of thinking of it as you trying to sell grandma something, think about you sharing what you have a passion for with your grandmother, and that'll make it so much more easier. Now, I don't recommend that you try to sell people stuff to people that are not generally interested in what you're trying to do. So the way that you do that is by simply telling them about what you're excited about. And the only way to gain confidence through this is that you need to practice. So the very first thing that you need to do when you first start your business, you have to set some goals for yourself. We talked about this time about setting goals. It's important to get off to a great start. And by doing that, you're going to start to build your business. So if you're selling cookies, you have to let people know what cookies you have, the varieties you have. Do you do cookie bouquets? Do you do birthday parties? Do you always do special occasion cookies? You know, just let people know what you're doing. And that's the best way to start getting information out about what you're doing. Instead of trying to sell people something when you're just starting out, because most of the time when you started a business, and if you started one before, they're going to be like, you know, you last month you were making cupcakes. Now you're making cookies, you know. So there's not much difference in a cupcake and a cookie. They're both sweet things and wonderful to eat, and I love them both. But they're going to say, well, you didn't stick with the cupcakes. What makes me think you're going to stick with the cookies? So, you know, that's just to think about. What are you passionate about, and are you going to stick with it? And you can say that, yes, I started with the cupcakes, but I see that a lot of my clients are interested in my cookies as well. So I'm still doing the cupcakes, but now I'm doing the cookies. So you have to make it clear to your client what you have to offer, why you're offering it, and that why you're taking a shift, either a shift up or a shift down. And you do that by always talking about your business. Last night, and I teach this class every fourth Tuesday of the month, so it wasn't last night, it was the night before. People that are in the class about their small businesses. And I also talk to them about making sure that what you have chosen as a business is the business that you really want to be in. If you're not happy about your business, if you're not excited about it, then you're not going to continue to do it. That's just how it goes. If you don't have passion for it, or you started a business 10 years ago and you lost the passion, you need to renegotiate that thing with your own self and see if this is something that you really still want to do. Or you need to make some changes, and it's okay to change. We get so infused on just one direction. We get that television. We get, like, the horse with the blinders, what we want. So we just refuse to be willing to make some changes. In order for your business to be successful, you have to make some changes. So we see women all the time talking to other women and sharing their services and their products and opportunities, and that's what you have to do as soon as possible, and you have to do it every single day. If you do something consistently, you'll get off to a fantastic start, first of all, and then next, it becomes a habit to you. You know, they tell us it takes 21 days for us to be successful in changing our old habit or gaining a new habit. So making an average of 3 to 4 a day and using 3 or 4 hours a day to tell people about your business is going to be a great way for you to be successful in business. The other thing is, don't take it personally when people say no. I know you have a hard time with this because you're thinking, you know what, it's easy. I can call all my friends, my relatives, you know, and they care about me and they're going to be excited about my business. Well, sometimes they are in the beginning and sometimes they're not. But you have to be okay with that. Distract yourself from people who are not going to add to you. Distract yourself from people who are negative because you're a positive force. You know, they say negative and positive. You know, they kind of run hand in hand. But you don't want to be around any negative Nellies. You don't want anybody, any doubtful Thomases to be hanging around with you and to kill your dream. You just don't want that. When you first get started, it's hard enough to run a business without people telling you you can't do it. So you have to find opportunities to tell people about what you're doing. So many opportunities out there. So you just have to think of a few of them. So let's talk about a few. You can start telling people why you're standing in line at the grocery store. People will strike up a conversation with you just while you're standing there waiting to check out. What about when you're at the cleaners, if you still go to the dry cleaners, a lot of people don't. What about the bank? That's another great place. At your beauty salon, how long are you at your salon? Hours at a time sometimes, ladies. Gentlemen, you're at your barbershop, sitting in a chair or you're waiting to get served. Start telling people what you do while you're shopping. If you're out, you know, buying a new dress, new shoes, whatever, and somebody sits next to you and you just start up a conversation. While you're picking up the kids, when you go to the daycare center or you're at the after-school program, always tell people what you do. Being successful starts by loving what you do, telling other people what you do, and making sure that you're encouraging other folks to talk to you about what they do. We don't always want to walk up to people and just start telling them about our business. We want to strike up a conversation. When you're meeting someone new, you can just ask them if they have on a suit or if they have on a uniform, what do they do? What do you do? Ask them, and people will gladly tell you what they do. You begin to build these relationships, and when you speak to people, one or two things will happen. They may respond negatively and you know, and just not act like they're interested in what you're saying, or a wonderful thing may happen. They may be quite interested in what you're saying, and they may be interested enough to share your information with somebody else. You know, the best business sales and contracts have been written from referrals, and that's somebody else telling somebody what you do. So all, you see, it's not all about being in business for yourself or by yourself. It's about building relationships, about talking to people, about working towards your goals and getting out there and telling people what you did. I know this is a lot of information, so we're going to take a little quick break, but I want you to write this down, 757-567-6734. That's my phone number. Please leave me a message, because I will not call you back if you don't leave me a message. Or you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.com. Or email me at icwdirect@gmail.com. I'm so excited to be with you tonight. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Issues concerning women. Business is healthy, it's a business that is running with the right amount of cash flow, that you have the products that you need, that you have your services all lined up, and that people understand what you do, which is a hard thing for sometimes because people, you know, at some point in time, they may need to come to you and just sit down with you and say, look, just tell me what you do, because they may not be really clear. And if that's the case, then there are some things that you need to do. I even found that with myself, that people are not really sure what I do because I do more than one thing, which is okay. I wear so many hats, and which is okay. But how I delegate my business is I do it through projects. If I'm working on a project, that's the project I'm working on. I'm 100% working on that. And shift gears. I can shift up and down and make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do at the time that I'm supposed to do it. Now, everybody can't do that. Some people do have that tunnel vision, and they're just straight and narrow, and that's just okay. And being the way that I am today is a learned skill. I didn't wake up in the morning one morning and say, oh, I can multitask. No, I have to learn how to do this over the years. And we are accountable for our own business. And if you're going to change your financial situation and walk in your destiny, then you have to be able and willing to make some sacrifices. You have to be able and willing to invest in yourself. Nothing is free. We do hear that all the time. Even if you're attending something that's free, it's really not free. You have to get up, you have to get dressed, you have to drive there. So you have to put forth the effort to do something to get what you want. So please continue to work on your business, work on it every single day, and keep doing it over and over again. That's the secret to success. Once you find the formula that works for you, you continue to do it over and over again. I know I have given you a lot. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. I have a couple of announcements to make, and then we're going to be done. On November the 7th, I will be at Financial Planning Day at the Virginia Beach Convention Center, which is on 19th Street in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I will be teaching a small class about business. So I've been named the Small Business Ambassador for our Bank On program, and Bank On is a program that runs 10 months a year, and it helps families to look at their spending plans, how to make some changes. It also has a match savings program. So if you're interested in finding out more, please come to the Financial Planning Day, November the 7th, at the Virginia Beach Convention Center. I'm going to be teaching a workshop there, and it's going to be great information. There will be counselors there, free information. There's no selling. We don't charge you a dime to come to this. So please try to attend. And even if you can't come, please share the information with someone else. On November the 14th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn on Greenwich Road for our 100 Women's Leadership Conference. And ladies, I want you to come. I want you to be ready for great information. I know that with the speakers that I have, we're going to talk to you about leadership, but we're also going to talk about the nonprofit sector, small business. We're going to talk about the millennials. We're going to talk about seniors programs. It's going to be awesome, and we want you to be there. So please try to join me. The tickets are on sale, and they're only $35. So please contact me at 757-567-6734. I can send you an invoice if you want to sign up. And, yes, in case you're wondering, you can bring your husbands and your fiancés and significant others. You know, we don't exclude the men. It's just the name of the conference, 100 Women Leadership Conference. We do have men at these programs, so please don't feel like, well, I can't come because I don't want to show up without my escort. So please bring the gentlemen. They get a kick out of it. They'll enjoy it as well, because the information has, you know, no boundaries and no limits. So it's great information for anybody who wants to come. So thank you for tuning into the show. I am so excited, as always, and I look forward to being with you next week. So take care. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, a radio talk show.